Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of DeepSeek's R1 paper. This thing is packed with juicy info about creating powerful reasoning models.
Reasoning models? You have my attention. I've heard whispers about DeepSeek freaking people out. Is this R1 the culprit?
Not quite. The real buzz is around DeepSeek V3, the base model for R1. It's a massive mixture of experts model, and get this, it's open source. R1 builds on V3, adding a reasoning layer through reinforcement learning. That's where the magic happens.
Reinforcement learning, huh? So like training a digital dog with treats, but for reasoning?
Exactly. They use a clever reward system, mostly rule-based, no complex critic model needed. They basically tell the model, hey, keep your reasoning within these think tags and reward it when it does. It's surprisingly effective.
So they're not hand-holding the model through the reasoning process. It figures it out itself.
Precisely. And the crazy part is, the model learns that longer reasoning chains lead to better results. It wasn't explicitly programmed that way. It emerged. It's like the model discovered reasoning on its own.
Wow, that's impressive. But what about the output? Is it easily understandable?
Initially, with DeepSeek R10, the precursor to R1, the reasoning was a mess. Mixing languages, hard to follow. So they cleaned it up with supervised fine-tuning, using cold start data. This actually hurt performance slightly, which is interesting. Apparently the model reasoned better when it was allowed to be messy.
So they sacrificed a bit of performance for readability? Seems like a reasonable trade-off.
Absolutely. Then they took R10, used it to generate even more training data, and created DeepSeek R1. They added helpfulness and harmlessness rewards in the reinforcement learning loop. Harmlessness, ironically, hurt performance a bit by restricting what the model could say.
A model with a conscience. But how does it stack up against the competition, like OpenAI's GPT models?
R1 is right up there with GPT models, performing well across various benchmarks. But the real kicker is the distilled versions. They took all that training data, used R1 as a teacher model, and distilled its knowledge into smaller, more efficient models. Qwen and Llama, for example. These distilled models are surprisingly powerful.
Distillation, like making moonshine but for AI.
Haha, sort of. They tried training the smaller models directly with reinforcement learning, but it wasn't as effective. Distillation seems to be the secret sauce.
Fascinating stuff. This GRPO technique seems key to the whole process. I'll definitely check out those videos you mentioned.
Definitely do. It's worth understanding. Well, folks, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive into DeepSeek R1. Thanks for tuning in, and a special shout out to our subscribers and sponsors. Your support makes this show possible. We'll catch you next time on Nutty's Show.
Goodbye.